Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then we've got a player of the game. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I just realized I blew off an appointment with my internist yesterday.
Oh. Well, you know what? Money. That wouldn't be a problem.
You know what? It's good timing because we have our friend Deb Poulin in to visit with us from Community Health Center Association. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Can you? No, you can't help me with this. So we're going to talk about e-consults. Let me ask you the first question. Yes. What are e-consults?
Yeah. E-consults are an innovative way to receive healthcare. It is a type of telehealth service whereby you sit with your primary care provider, perhaps in a wellness visit or if you don't feel well, the primary care provider takes a record of what's bothering you. So say you are having heart palpitations when you exercise. You say, hey, doc, I'm having heart palpitations. Without e-consults, your primary care provider will refer you to a cardiologist. You will have to make a phone call, get an appointment. It could be 2, 3, 6 months down the line, take another day off from work. Meanwhile, your heart palpitations aren't getting any better. You might end up in the emergency room.
So there's that.
So here's what happens with e-consults.
Yes.
The primary care provider takes a record of what's happening, maybe does an EKG in the office, which you know they can do, uploads your information to a secure portal, and within a couple hours or at most 2 days, a cardiologist somewhere will look at your information and will upload a recommendation back up to that portal. Your primary care provider, with whom you already have a relationship, will call you and give you a recommendation. Two-thirds of the time, that recommendation is you don't need to see a cardiologist. Here's what you should do instead.
But if you
and
do,
you're going to get better right away.
Right.
A third of the time or so, it's you need to see a cardiologist, and then you go along the normal process.
Okay.
So this is a great way to use technology to get you access to specialty services without you having to actually go see a specialist.
I kind of like that. It's far more common than one might think. I was telling you guys off the air, but I had a CAT scan. And the guy, the radiologist who read it, was in India. So, I mean, it's global.
Technology is actually really helping people gain access to healthcare. And we want to make sure that all people have access to specialty services, and e-consults are a great way to make that happen.
How do you get your network of e-consulters?
That is a great question.
Thank you. I get one a month. I'm glad I gave it to you.
Remember the date.
No. Yeah.
So through our association, the Community Health Center Association of Connecticut, we've done some pilot programs, and it's actually like a plug-and-play system where we get the secure portal. We get that into the health centers, and the portal comes along with a network of specialists. It is a nice, easy way to make the transition to e-consults, but it does cost money.
What do the health centers think about this?
The health centers love this. This is really a win-win-win. The patients love it because they get access to care more easily and more readily. The primary care providers actually love it because it helps them learn more about their patients' needs. The specialists love it because it frees up appointments in their schedule for the people who really need to see them. Yeah. And guess what else is a win? Is it's way cheaper on the healthcare system.
Which I want to get to because the Husky plan, if you're on the Husky plan, they don't pay, do they?
So this is the situation right now. The Connecticut Medicaid program, which is called Husky, does pay for e-consults if you go to a private practitioner like a ProHealth, a Hartford Healthcare, one of those types of groups, or even a single or double doctor practice. Unfortunately, right now, Husky does not pay for e-consults at health centers, and we're just trying to equalize that. We want our patients to have the very same access to e-consults as Husky patients who go anywhere else.
Because I do want to point out that you guys, community health centers, you're accessible to just about anyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. We currently serve about 400,000 people in Connecticut, and two-thirds of them are Husky patients.
Is there any drawbacks to it? Is there anybody who opposes this?
There really isn't any drawback to e-consults. Right now, we are in a disagreement with the state on exactly how they will pay for e-consults to be provided in health centers. They support the concept. We know there's a 6-to-1 return on investment. If you pay for an e-consult, every dollar you spend on an e-consult, you're going to save $6 by not having to pay for either a specialist visit or an emergency room visit.
And I think eventually doctor visits will be eliminated anyway, in most cases.
Well, you think so?
We still think that patients should have a good relationship with a primary care provider, somebody who knows you and who can help you get healthy and stay healthy.
Were you telling people not to go to the doctor?
No. Said? I'm saying go to the doctor, but I'm just saying that eventually in the interests of economic whatever it is, that it might be cheaper.
I just want to make that clear that you're not against doctor visits.
I'm always going to go to
the doctor. Well, we know that the way that people are accessing healthcare is changing, and technology be a good thing in that way, and sometimes it's not such a great thing in that way. We don't want people to just go online and look up their symptoms, and a simple headache turns out to be a potential
tumor. WebMD. Come on, leave me alone.
Yeah, really. How does that not work? Come on.
We want you to access your primary care provider, and a health center is a great way to do that.
But as far as that relationship, okay? Number one, by insurance companies, a lot of docs are limited to, 15 minutes. You got to churn and burn. So you really don't have time to get to know these guys. So do you really have a relationship?
The goal is to have a relationship with your practice, and it may be your primary care provider, or it could be a nurse in the practice, or even another member of the healthcare team. And that is a great way to help people feel comfortable where they're receiving healthcare and make sure that they continue that relationship.
How do people sign up?
They can go to any health center. Right now, some of the health centers are doing e-consults on a limited basis.
Is there a website to find out who does what?
Yes, thank you for that.
Oh, good for you.
See, second question. I gave you two great questions today. I don't do that for everybody, young lady.
I really appreciate
just be aware of that.
And I also appreciate you calling me young. They can go to our website.
Trust me,
younger than we are.
Compared to me, dear, other than him, everybody's young.
They can go to our website, which is www.chcact.org. Community Health Center Association of Connecticut, or call our office, 860-667-7820, and we'll help you find your local health center.
And by the way, I do want to say, community health centers have expanded beyond belief. Pharmacies, you're doing psychology stuff, you're doing
dental care.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Some are doing podiatry, lots of specialty services, and really anything that will help you overcome the barriers to getting healthy, we're providing in the community.
And even before e-consults, you've done some pretty cool stuff.
Very innovative.
Thanks, Deb.
We're very lucky to have them all over the state.
And we're lucky to have you with us. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Deb Poulin from Community Health Center Association. What was the website again?
chcact.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.